Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Conscious Thought with Leo on BBS, a radio talk show, and I'm your host, Magdalena Winkler. Well, I'm excited again. Tonight, we have Robert back from our last show, and we just had a little, things, technical difficulties, but we overcame that. So, Robert, good evening, and thank you for being here on the show.
Good evening. I'm really glad to be with you all.
Listen, yeah, we have a Mercury retrograde. It's already starting with all the technical difficulties here, do we?
Yes.
Okay, Robert, thank you so much for being here again on the show. I'm so excited that we can actually continue where we left over last time. But before we start again.
Our first meeting went too fast, it's true.
I know, this is so amazing. So, but this is why I said to you, you know, if we cannot bring all the information what we are looking for, hey, that's always good, we can bring to the next show. But Robert, before we start again with our conversation, further conversation, I would actually like let know our listeners that they can call in 888-627-6008, and they can actually interact with us, and they can also ask questions. But what is also beautiful, I wanted to announce immediately that you will have a two free giveaway for two vocal profile from the last time. We didn't have a caller in, so we decided to do for this time.
Yes.
Is that correct?
I think it's a great opportunity for people. Yes, that's correct. And it's a great opportunity for your listeners to learn a bit more about what a vocal profile is, you know, and it's something that's important. It's another window. I call it another window on their health. And
absolutely,
what we do is
we
analyze the voice, and we analyze it through some programs, and then we can actually issue a report to let people know about what's happening inside of their body. Body's what we call math matrix. Since we're looking at the frequencies of the voice and what it tells us, and since the frequencies of your voice correspond to, or we call them frequency equivalents, they're frequency equivalents of nutrients that we get from the environment, like a food or a toxin or a pathogen, and also they're frequency equivalents for the different muscles and the parts of the body. So when we analyze their voice, which is like a 30-second recording of their voice, we can actually, through the programs, give the clients an idea of what is showing up in the frequencies of their body to show if maybe a muscle is too tight, if there's maybe a nutrient that they're deficient in, or if they have a pain, for example, a physical pain, even if there's an emotional issue going on. We can see so many different things within the math matrix. You know, thanks to Sherry Edwards, and her work at her institute that she started in around 1984.
Well, you know, Robert, this is one of the reasons that I love to bring so many different alternatives in, because, you know, this is actually my field, because I'm, you know, in health and wellness for over 20 years, and I understand what's really going on, but I'm also, you know, so thankful that we have so many alternative possibilities today. And what I was also looking for to kind of add in the beginning is that, you know, we are constantly bombarded with so many different frequencies and environmental stress, and it's impacting the human body. And this is what I would like you actually focus today, that, you know, what can our voice tell us about, especially when we are impacted by, you know, environmental stress. And, you know, another thing is actually our society is still not there consciously to pay attention to this kind of stuff. So I would like to kind of discuss more about that today.
Sure. There are different ways. You know, it's true. We have different things in the electromagnetic spectrum. I hear about EM radiation. That will certainly have an impact on the body. And, you know, we could look at it as just simply that it's radiation coming at us. The thing is, radiation, when it comes into our body, it can have certainly an effect on our cells, our cell function, because there's kind of you could look at the body as running on electricity or running on frequency, But in any case, it has certain communication networks through the nerves, the neurons, all the different things that are happening in the body. So when you have something else come through that, it can have a disrupting effect. And, you know, this could also be, if we get into, like, even emotional and spiritual levels, because everything has a frequency, even some of the spiritual stuff, you know, they can see, we can say has a frequency.
Yeah, I would actually like us to kind of go more in that direction, too, today.
Yeah, it all can have an effect on us. So what we, you know, we can look at it in kind of in a global sense, you know, of how it's going to affect us. Certain things, you know, will show up in our aura, you know, that, you know, in that field mm-hmm. as well. And you can look at this also in a kind of a microcosm instead of a macrocosm. You can look at it in a microcosmic way. Like if you, for example, find out, like, you know, the overhead wires tend to have a certain frequency, okay? And so if you break down that frequency and reduce it, we could, for example, look in our programs, see what kind of frequencies those reduced to that would have an effect on different body systems. And this, if what we try to do is to look at, you know, in part, the areas, our we have different layers, you know, looking at the auras again, we have a biomagnetic layer, a bioelectric layer, biochemical layer, biostructural layer, you know, bioemotional, we have connective tissue layers, okay? So that inhabits from one cycle per second up to about 120 cycles per second. So since we have this electromagnetic frequency coming in through the overhead wires, and maybe someone's house is like right next to it, as unfortunately we have that situation, some people have felt the effects of it. It could be maybe nausea or other maybe longer-term effects. So if we take that frequency, and I think well, I think they may, I think I read somewhere it's like they can run it like 900 cycles per second, 1,800 cycles per second. Don't quote me on that. But for example, if you take that 1,800, we can look at things in octaves or you know in octave layers. Okay, so one way to look at the octave layers is to cut the number in half. So we would take 900. Divided by 2 is 450. Divided by 2 is 225. You go on, down, and then you're eventually going to get down to frequency levels, each of which is going to affect those different layers. So your connective tissue layer, your structural layer, your emotional layer, your biochemical layer, which has to do with like your nutrients and such, down to your electrical and your magnetic layer. So to the extent that on the microcosmic level, these frequencies are coming in and bombarding you with that. It's going to make that particular frequency have make an increase in the equivalence to that frequency in your body. So it could be a particular muscle is going to get really tight. It could be that a particular nutrient or toxin goes really high. So it could, in a way, create a toxicity layer that your body can't handle and is going to have to work on then purging. Bioelectrically, it could increase some energy that could then affect biomagnetically and bioelectrically, it's going to start to affect your genetic layer.
You know, wow. So practically, Robert, let me just kind of interfere here. Sure. That would mean practically, actually, our environment can also have an impact on all those layers. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And the body is pretty amazing in what it can absorb. But what happens, absorb and address. But what happens is, if you're absorbing and bringing all this in, then your body has to be functioning properly. It's going to have proper nutrition and optimum function. And so, like, if you have a toxin, you know, let's say frequency comes in, increases the frequency equivalent level, and you have a toxic effect in your body. If your body's detoxification system, which is part of your methylation system in part, isn't functioning properly, then you're not going to be able to efficiently get rid of that. So that's going to like draw down more energy. And so it's going to draw down the energy. And so you're not going to be able to purge something that could be causing you a lot of issues. So that's why, you know, having that in place, maybe having detoxification agents. You know, some people, you know, use like a chlorella, or they might use a clay, or go to get a chelation. That's where some people will find that their body's going to need to have a detox. And a detox is going to require you to have your liver and your kidneys working at optimum function, too. So, you know, it can get very serious when you have these environmental effects come in. We see aluminum coming through, for example, and we have that in the vaccines. We have that arguably in the chemtrails. They admitted on a couple of the weather shows, there's one weatherman who was apparently previously a piece of a Marine. And he was aware of airplanes giving off chaff as one way to try to hide the plane from radar. So there's been some acknowledgement that at the very least, even if people don't agree that chemtrails are an issue, if they just say, well, contrails and all that, even if they're on the fence about that, there still has been some admission that there is chaff. So that aluminum is, you know, being emitted through planes. So we're getting a lot of aluminum in the soil, because of course it's going to fall down to the ground. You know, could arguably come into us through plants. And then the animals are fed, you know, many of the plants, so that can come into our bodies through that. And then we have it coming through the vaccine. So then you may have a high aluminum toxicity. Bless you.
Well, yeah, Robert, let me just add that I was actually recently reading that, you know, the aluminum in vaccination is right now, how should I say, is in a nano, by using the nanotechnology, it's actually much smaller than before, and it bypasses all the way to the brain barrier.
Exactly. And my understanding from some of my reading is that it's also a nerve toxin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If it's a neurotoxin, then it's going to create issues. There was one person, Moulton was his name, Dr. Moulton, I believe. I think he was a doctor. He has since passed away, but he had postulated that the aluminum in, you know, that's coming into our environment may actually be causing mini strokes in the brain. And, you know, since we're dealing with electromagnetic energy and we're holding cell phones, for example, close to our heads and getting through other ways, it's not maybe far-fetched to infer the possibility that a lot of aluminum, which may be conductive of electricity, receiving these certain electromagnetic impulses, might create some effects in the brain. And so the surmise was that might be affecting people in terms of some of the conditions that are developing, in the general population. So any toxicity that's excessive, you know, of course we can look at the books, you know, they'll give us readings on, you know, what is the toxic level of mercury, what is the toxic level of lead, what is the toxic level of aluminum. When we talk about the aggregate of, the number of vaccines has increased, so over a lifetime there's a certain amount of aluminum that people are likely to have, and then you have aluminum coming in from other parts of the environment. And so that creates a toxicity. Then we add in some of the other different chemicals that are coming into our bodies through, you know, the land, the sea, and the water, and our food, et cetera. And it, you know, you can see quite a toxic load for people. And then you're going to have different effects. You know, and one of the things that can happen if we really don't grapple with the toxic issues is that people are going to start to think, because we have a normalcy bias that makes us feel like, well, the way I'm feeling, you know, it's okay, or it'll get better, you know, and we get used to things. You know, of course, human beings are survivors. It's not a good thing for people to get used to chronic fatigue, brain fog, aches and pains, inflammation to become their new normal, because that's not really the way we're supposed to be. You know, we should be advancing so much in our medical, medical knowledge, and applying that so well to our clients that we should be able to have them have optimal health, not just minimal health, something that they get used to. And unfortunately, I've had clients and I've had friends and family that have said, well, you know, I'm in pain all the time, you know, and, you know, it's just, what am I going to do about it? It shouldn't be that way. And it shouldn't be just a matter of, you know, the only tool being available is an anti-inflammatory that they can get over the counter. And we've seen how, you know, things like massage and acupuncture, Reiki, you know, some of the different things like that, those alternative medicines and what's coming into a lot of integrative facilities is helping people with that. And so
well,
I
it's
don't
helping, but you know, if you are not removing the toxins, you know, those things can help, but Robert, but if we are not capable to remove the toxins, you know, then it stays in the body and just it becomes continuation. It doesn't get rid of it.
Yeah, and it can continue to have issues for the body.
It becomes chronic. That's what I was trying to say.
Exactly, and you know, you can have effect when it's sitting right there. The body's going to have to adjust things being there. Certain toxins get wrapped, I think we talked last time, wrapped in a certain type of fat, and it's put around the midsection. Dioxin is one of the ones that the body actually is so, the body knows it's bad. So what it does is, as a survival mechanism, it may not be able to purge it. So what it does is it wraps it in a certain type of fat, and it lays around the midsection. Some people who have difficulty getting rid of fat may actually have a toxicity issue. And dioxin, you know, is one of those things that I understand is, you know, just sprayed around, you know, it could be in classrooms, certainly on the fields, planes flying it over, and it's just really put all over the place in, you know, 1950s and you know, around that time. And so some of, you know, our clients actually lived through those days, and they were taking on that toxicity. We have people that certainly dealt with lead, you know, before lead was out, you know, pretty much outlawed and or limited. You know, so there are different toxicity levels that people have probably had for many years, working around radioactive areas. Some of the radioactive testing done in the west, you know, of the United States. John Wayne suffered from that, for example. So these different things. You know, people who had, as I recall, the polio vaccine, there was an admission some years back that there was a something inside of the polio vaccine that ended up being one way that would cause cancer. So, again, that's a toxicity that was in that manifests many years later. And so I think if people start looking at, you know, what might be, you know, maybe a toxin issue in their body, it might be a good idea for them, you know, to have that in mind when they're trying to seek and achieve optimum health, to look around for the different options. And they're talking more about them, Magdalena, actually with glyphosate. Glyphosate, which is the Roundup pesticides, that is, the World Health Organization recently said that it probably is carcinogenic. It's you know, created quite a buzz. You know, a lot of people are saying, you know, well, yeah, we knew that was going to happen. We had the Seralini test a few years back that Monsanto tried to discredit, but a lot of scientists came out and said, no, it was good science. You know, but that's the one where we saw the shocking photos of the rats, the tumors and things like that. So they have some testing that I've seen. You know, Feed the World has one of the testing options to be able to test, I guess it's urine, mother's milk, and water, to be able to see if glyphosate is in there. And the fact that it's probably carcinogenic, according to the World Health Organization, I mean, that's huge, that they would be willing to admit that.
That's actually, I mean, you know, pretty supportive, you know, because what we have to become aware of it, that, you know, this what we would call today toxins, those are the ingredients that our body cannot get rid of it. That's the whole problem.
Yeah. Right, and it can create havoc in, you know, my understanding is in intestinal area, the digestive system, things like that. So aside from causing potential cancer, it's apparently causing effect in our gut. And our gut, some people say, is the second brain. You have to, really have to have that with probiotic and probiotic level. You've got to have your flora very rich. And a lot of people aren't being able to...
Robert, you are actually breaking up a little.
Can you hear me okay? I hear a plane on your end or something. Can you hear me okay now? I hope it's fast. Okay. So we have a lot of concern about the glyphosate, and there are some different agencies that are coming out with these tests, and they're $119 per test. And what, you know, happens is if someone finds out that they've got it, then they've got to say, okay, you know, what do I do about this? Then they may seek out a detoxification program. And then it would be logical if they're doing this, like, with a doctor's, you know, supervision, and of course they should, then the doctor may be saying, okay, try your detox, and then let's test you again. So they may have, you know, two, three, maybe more times of testing themselves to see if the glyphosate comes out, you know, because the detox is, you know, you don't know exactly when it's going to happen. You have to do testing to see, you know, has it been processed out of the body? Because your body took it in over time. The detoxification process has to take some time to work as well.
Yes.
And so you figure it's 119 a pop. And then I've seen 195 for some of the kits, you know, so it's at least $119. So I see the, and I have something new on my website, www.umayasoundhealthandbeauty.com, a new section with where we can provide a vocal profile regarding glyphosate, regarding thyroid, because that's another issue, and reminding people that the MTHFR gene is it's a particular part of our methylation system having to do with energy and cell replication that people are talking about now. This is also kind of big in alternative news, having to do with something that if it's mutated is actually or if it's affected in some way, can actually lead to cardiovascular disease or thrombosis, which has to do with inappropriate blood clotting. So it can be very dangerous. So I have those tests highlighted, and just letting people know that, you know, they can do the initial test for 119, 195 or more, but they can also get another window on their health concerning these things through the Math Matrix, where I would take a vocal print, 30-second vocal print. I can, you know, analyze it, and, you know, it's one of those things. If I tell them how to record it and record with the proper program, which is free download, they can send it to me, and it's a $50 report, so it's, you know, pretty affordable, then I can send them what I find. And one of the things about the thyroid is that when you go to the doctor and there's a suspicion of thyroid, if someone has, like, really low energy, if they're gaining a lot of weight and some of the different things that can happen, with a sluggish thyroid, then they will get a test that tests only one part of the thyroid factor, so it's thyroid-stimulating hormone. But what we're seeing and people are reporting is that that's not 100% test, that you may show that you're fine with a TSH or a thyroid-stimulating hormone, but you may not, or you may actually still have a thyroid issue. So it's valuable to then get additional thyroid testing, which unfortunately is not covered by insurance. Maybe the first one I understand would be, but the other ones that are, you know, giving you that additional information that can kind of help you to know, do I have a thyroid problem or not, are the ones you have to go out and, again, it's 119 or more to do those tests. And then you should be, once you do whatever you need to do to try to correct the thyroid issues, then you need to go and do another test. So taking the vocal profile, you know, can also give them information that can, you know, after they maybe do that first test, they can have another test to see how they're doing. Or if they want to at least get a preliminary idea, they could, you know, get a thyroid vocal profile report. And again, it's just a matter of a short recording.
Well, you know, Robert,
in the software,
I think this is actually,
I can analyze it.
Super. Listen, I think this is actually right now a great idea to let our listener call in to give away those two vocal profile, those two free vocal profile. So let me just let them know that they can call in 888-627-6008, folks, and please call in, and you have a chance to win a free vocal profile from Robert. Okay, so let's see if somebody calls in, and in the meantime we can still kind of continue.
Okay. You're talking about the effects from different radiation. We were talking about the different
yes.
the body and can affect us. There's a pretty good article that I wrote at Conscious Life News, and I could give you the title if you want, or we could share with your listeners if they want to take a look at it.
Absolutely, please do that.
An analysis. Yeah, I'll talk to you about it in a moment, but I'll give you the title first. The title is "My HDTV is Doing What to My Health?" So they can go to ConsciousLifeNews.com, and they can just put in the little search. In the upper right, just put HDTV. It'll probably come up. And what it's going to tell them is about how Gary Edwards was analyzing an HDTV. Here's what she did. She took four people and sat them down, and she took vocal profiles of them before watching HDTV. Then she had them sit down and watch HDTV for a little bit. Then she took their vocal profiles again. And what she found out was that there was a difference in the notes in the voice. So if you look at it as over the octave spectrum, she found that there were certain notes that either got higher or lower after watching HDTV. And higher or lower notes corresponds to different things emotionally as well as physically.
Robert, hold on for a second. We have Jim from Nova Scotia. Jim, you're on air. Introduce yourself.
Yes, hi. I'm calling from Nova Scotia. Interesting show. I was interested in the thyroid information because 3 months ago I was poisoned by pesticides when I was in Florida. Tented my apartment with the Viking nerve gas, and it made me very sick, and I had to move out. I lost all my stuff. So since I've been back up north, I've been detoxing with zeolite and trying to work with naturopaths to clean out my body of the pesticides and fluoride. So it's taken a lot out of me, and my sleep is slowly getting better. I believe my thyroid was compromised along with melatonin production in my pineal gland was also affected. So that was a very bad experience for me. So I'm literally glad I'm alive and survived it. It was really bad.
Good for you.
Jim, thank you so much for calling in. Robert, do you mind to give Jim how to reach you?
Yes, that would be fine. Jim, you can reach me at, I can give you my Gmail. Would you prefer just to email me?
Whatever you prefer is fine.
I can give you my phone number. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me give you my phone number. It's easier. Okay, 413.
Okay.
297.
Okay.
5026. So 413 is the area code, of course.
413, okay.
Hey,
29,
Jim,
297,
you are the winner for the first one. Thank you for calling in.
I'll just contact you, Robert. We can go from there tomorrow or sometime this week.
Yes.
Absolutely. Look forward to hearing from you, and we'll talk more.
Thank you, Jim.
Good night.
Okay, we have one more, folks. So call in 888-627-6008. Awesome. I'm so excited. Okay.
Yes, this is exciting.
Robert,
you
can continue.
Get some service to them. Yes. So, we were talking about that. I hope that your listeners, once they would take a look at the article, if they have any comments, you know, I would invite them to leave. Did you have a comment section there, on your page, don't you, Magdalena?
Yes, on your page it will be. Yes, correct.
Yeah, so I'm hoping if they have some comments on the My HDTV is Doing What to My Health article or anything we talk about tonight, I'd love to hear from them, and I know you'd love to hear from them. And
absolutely.
We can, go from there. And you know, whatever questions, I'll try to answer in as soon a fashion as I can to be able to help them to know more about what it is we do at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health. The main headquarters is in Albany, Ohio. Sherry Edwards does her work with her great team, and then there are practitioners literally around the world. And there are some educational options. You know, I think we talked last time about how people can get involved as guardians. We call them the Guardian Network.
Tell us a little more about that, Robert. That would be awesome.
Sure, yes. It's at www.soundhealthoptions.com. And again, it's Sherry Edwards, Sherry with an A, if you want to Google it. But what it does is it gives people an opportunity to learn more about this in a hands-on way. You know, we're definitely a computer-oriented society now. And what happens with the Guardian Network is that people have an opportunity to receive a software, a public version of a software, each month. And a class, two-hour, sometimes two-hour, more than two-hour class, it goes with it to help them to know, you know, how to use the software that's available, and to be able to then have the option of sending in reports. And, you know, it's a great way of getting that feedback from people who are using the software out in the field. And since the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health is in great part also a research facility that's continuing to come up with new ways of helping people to support their ability to self-heal through use of the math matrix, it's really invaluable. So we encourage people to become Guardian members and then to use the software and submit reports. And it's really pretty easy to submit reports, and, you know, we can get into more of that if people want to explore mm-hmm. that more. Mm-hmm. But the option is, I understand there's a pretty much after the, it's like a $95 sign-up fee. Then after that, it's $40 per month if you want to get the software. Some people choose to just go month by month, and, you know, they might say, well, I'm not interested in maybe, you know, a software about, the liver. You know, they might not be interested in that, but they might be interested in methylation. They might be interested in inflammation or Parkinson's. So I understand that the Institute will allow people to choose ones that they want and choose ones that they don't want, but they can also just, you know, pay for the whole year and get everything. And the nice thing about this, Magdalena, too, is that people, if they wanted to, could set up in their community little centers where they could have people come in as clients, friends, families, or, you know, where everybody begins, but then it can build from there, and people could have this as a side business. And people have, within the realm of reason, we've heard people charging, you know, anywhere from $30 to $50 per report that they do for their family and friends. And this is really great information because some people get a little confused, you know, like, okay, well, I go to my doctor, I'm not sure what's really going on. And then people, you know, will say, well, the doctor might say, well, you can get other tests, but you have to pay for them on your own. So having this as a resource can be really helpful, that additional window on the health. And then people can start being more well-informed about what is going on, you know, in their health, and they can take it from there. And then if they have questions, they can also then give the Institute a call, and, you know, if they need to have a practitioner help them out, then that would be, you know, something that they could be connected with. And so there are a lot of different options for people to be able to, you know, utilize this, enrich the research of bioacoustic biology and sound health, and also make some money doing something good in the community. One of the reasons why I got into this was because, you know, you don't feel bad about it. You're doing something good for people. You're giving them information. You're helping them with giving them resources, and then they can bring these reports to their practitioners, their doctors, their alternative health practitioners, their physical therapist maybe, their chiropractor, and they can facilitate and maybe hasten the time of their healing or hasten the time that they get to their optimum health level. And so
that's a great idea, actually, Robert. The reason why, because, you know, in many cases, look like I was saying to you that, you know, if the body is too toxic, you know, we can give a massage, blah, 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 or even different alternatives. But if the toxicity is not removed from the body, it stays in it, and it creates constant, you know, chronic inflammation or other conditions. And another thing is what I am so amazed about, what I really wanted to add to that is what you were just talking about, is that I was listening when I was listening to Sherry her Breaking the Barrier of Disease, I think the video, they were talking about that the body is capable of self-diagnostic, but does not have a capacity to regenerate itself. I think especially when we are dealing with the toxins.
You know, it's a challenge to the body. We're
exactly.
Try to support the body's ability to self-heal and support ability to harmonize and balance. In harmony and balance, as with all things, the body can flourish. The same thing, you know, when a tree has a perfect harmony and balance, if it's got good energy around it, if it's got good, balanced flora and fauna around it, if it's getting adequate nutrients, then it's going to grow really well. When you have, even people over their plants, they're saying loving words, they're bringing that energy in. That's going to help it to flourish because you're supporting the balance, the harmony and balance. So likewise with the body, that's what we try to do. So if you have toxins in there, it can start to throw off that harmony and balance, and the body has to then devote resources to purge it. And if it doesn't have the opportunity or ability to purge those toxins, then like we said before, as with the dioxin, it will wrap it up and keep it in the system. So you may end up having someone who gets things stuck, in different parts of their body. It could be that even in the intestines, things get, clogged in there that you don't want to have. Some people, when they get lower immunity, they can end up getting certain worms and certain parasites that end up growing because there isn't that balance that keeps those organisms, let's say micro, they become macro and they start feeding off the body, which is not healthy for anybody.
There's a huge difference when we are dealing with the natural products or when we are dealing with the man-made chemicals. That's the difference here.
Yeah. So certainly, whatever you can do to minimize your toxic load, so people are starting to be more conscious about what they buy, definitely. You need to read the label, analyze. You know, folks, we've got the internet that tells us so much. We can go to the library, crack the books. We can go to a medical library and crack the books to really get the information of what's going on. I mean, this can be really a boon. Just by doing that extra investigation, you can really save you and your family and your community a lot of trouble. If you can tell them, look, this is bad for us, can we try an alternative?
Well, this is what we were talking about last time also, to have this great network. It will take maybe a shift in the consciousness of the, our global community, that we can work with the alternative and allopathic medicine. But, it has to be hand in hand. We cannot just go, working against each other, but with each other.
It's true. In America, unfortunately, certain things I've read, recently that essentially show that we're not, among a sampling of countries, we're not very high in our, let's say, bang for the buck. If you look at how much money we devote to our medicine and to our health, we're not getting as much value out of it as other countries are. And what I think is that if we can really continue to integrate and bring these alternative medicines and integrative medicines together with the allopathic medicines, as we see with some of the different centers popping up, there's several in my community, thankfully, then we're going to find that our efficiency, our model, will increase in its efficiency. People will get more bang for the buck, and they're ultimately going to have more health. And then I'm sure some of your listeners have had the situation or heard of the situation in which someone goes to a medical doctor, and medical doctor says, I've done all I can. There's nothing more I can do. Having that integrative interaction can give open up a lot of vistas, a lot of doors for them to be able to say, I've done everything I can. But you may want to consider, and I can't recommend perhaps, but I you may wish to consider some of the different alternatives out there. And we have down the street, there's an integrative medicine facility that you might want to explore. Because then you're not leaving the person hanging. It's just like, okay, well, where does the person go after that? And so they may have a long journey to find something, but they're going through the time of maybe thinking, maybe it's a terminal diagnosis. Oftentimes it is. And someone's contemplating going to hospice or what have you. What if there were something that could pull them back from the precipice of, ultimately, dying, prematurely?
Well,
so I would like to see that come in the future.
Yeah, you know, because we are going right now through this incredible, you know, consciousness shifting, you know, people are also, you know, integrating so many new stuff, and people are also becoming more self-responsible. And I think this is a great idea. But, you know, we just have to help them, you know, to find the right tools also. Robert, I would love them one more time again, just announce that we have a one more extra free voice vocal profile, and just give my our listeners the telephone number 888-627-6008, and folks, we have one more free vocal profile, so call in to get it from Robert. Robert, listen, I cannot believe we are actually running again 50 more minutes. What I really wanted to do is give us actually again, you know, your website and a good contact information.
For me, that is?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So you can reach me I can give you the phone number, first of all, area code 413-297-5026. You can also reach me at Romaya, R-O-M-A-Y-A, Sound Health, A-N-D, Beauty, @gmail.com. So that's Romaya Sound Health and Beauty @gmail.com. You can also check out things at my website, www.romayasoundhealthandbeauty.com. That's www.romayasoundhealthandbeauty.com. And as I mentioned, you're going to see that I have something more explanatory information about the glyphosate testing, the thyroid troubles testing, as well as about the MTHFR gene. So people can check that out. You're going to see when you get on there, just allow it to scroll through a little carousel. You're going to find it in the fifth position. You can click on that and learn more information. And you can certainly give me a call if you have other questions. And if you would like to get a report, we can discuss how to do that as well.
Great. I've been a few times actually already on your website. I love it. It's a huge wealth of information. And what I love about is that actually on one of the icons, they can connect with Sherry, her website too.
Yes.
Correct?
And you can also, yes, absolutely. You can go there and get more information about the wonderful work that Sherry is doing. And, also, you can check in Sherry's in Sherry's website as well. You can find that there are some articles he's written. Like you were talking about, there's one about breaking the barrier of disease.
Yeah,
breaking sound barrier
exactly.
of disease is one of the great articles. So we have certainly the videos that you can look at. But then we have that wonderful article that gets into the nitty-gritty. I'm serious. If you read it, it's just mind-blowing. It would be amazing.
I know. This is why I said, yeah, I've been a few times there. I visited that actually. Robert, what I also love about it that, you know, you have also one section about, you know, the fitness and also for the beauty. I would actually kind of give a few minutes attention on that one because we have listeners who may be interested about, how to use it in the fitness and also for the beauty.
Yes, this is pretty, I guess briefly about the beauty first. You know, that's pretty
funny. Thank you.
Yeah, well, considering that in our face, for example, you know, there's muscles underneath the skin, okay? There are also nerves. Since we have the, in our list of, in the math matrix, we say, we have a list of the frequency equivalents of the body. So we know what the frequency equivalents of the muscles are and of what the nerves are, as well as some of the different connective tissues. So by analyzing what's going on with those different muscles. So, for example, you know, there are several muscles having to do with eyelids. And so some people have, the issue of drooping eyelids, or they may have the wrinkles. They may have their cheeks have sunken in some way. They may have underneath their chin, the platysma muscles may have gone slack. And so they have their chin lower than they would like it to be. Certainly there are options out there, you know, that you have a lot of different beauty techniques, and Morgan Fairchild was promoting one some years back. One of the things that we can do that's different from what they do is to look to see, when a client comes into my office, what we try to do is to analyze those muscles and see if some of those muscles, Magdalena, are not even working.
This is amazing. I have to chuckle.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they're weak, or maybe they're really tight, and it's causing you problems. Like where it's too tight, and you know, it's giving you headaches or something like that. Or maybe those muscles are actually not working. So you may be doing those exercises trying to stimulate it, but maybe the frequency equivalent of that muscle is not working, and so actually you're not really doing much of anything by trying to address it with a vibratory machine or something else. So by unblocking that frequency equivalent with a frequency protocol, then it allows it to start doing the work it's supposed to be doing, pulling its own weight, so to speak, to be able to support the muscles in the face. As we go through life, certainly, we're going to have some changes in our body, and, we even get some toxins inside of our muscles that may complicate some things, too. Chlorella, some people use chlorella regarding some of the muscle trash that we get in there. There are other ways to do that. So by looking at the face and some of the other muscles in the body, for example, the tummy muscles, certainly we can look at detoxing dioxin to get rid of that excess belly fat. That'd be one way. There we have an ultimate diet program, a bio diet program, which analyzes some of the different kind of cutting edge information about how to support the body's ability to shed pounds. And by making sure those muscles are strengthened, those core muscles, we can also give frequency protocols to be able to support that. We actually have a couple of standalone boxes that help to help the body to exercise those muscles and to tone them up. So there are several ways to handle beauty issues, and I'm going to be trying to do a couple of experiments that will be going up on my website within the next month or so.
Please let me know about, because I would really like to let my listener know about that.
Yeah, and I'm going to be doing an experiment with hair as well to see what I can do. I've got some grays. My partner says, I love your grays, but I'm saying, well, bear with me, because I want to do an experiment that may be beneficial to my clients and potential clients. And as to the fitness, we have a lot of sportsmen and sportswomen out there trying to, optimize their game, trying to stay on the field rather than out on the bench. And so some of them get injured. I mean, it's kind of an inevitable part of playing the game. Some of the things that can be done with the Sound Health is to help them to facilitate, to support the body's ability to heal from some of the different things that happen. To help talk to them about maybe some of the nutrients that that aren't working for them, and to give them reports that they can then take to a nutritionist or a dietitian or a physical therapist or coach to help them to maximize their nutrition that then maximizes their muscle health, their nerve health, the firing of their muscles, so that they're going to be, maybe first off the block, they're going to be able to be efficient on the field, and their body to be able to handle the buffeting that, pretty much every sport is going to present. I mean, even golf, it may seem like, it's not high impact, but, even that is very complex.
Well, we've been spending properly last time quite a bit on golfers. Yeah. Yes, that was a great information.
Yeah. So by getting a vocal profile report or coming in to see a practitioner, the person can start to see, what's going on in their muscles from a different perspective. And if they come into see me or a practitioner, then we see that a particular muscle isn't working very well, then that's something we would talk about in trying to give them a frequency protocol after we test certain frequencies out on them. And we would be able to, once the pulse oximeter shows that the body likes these and it's working for them, we can send them home with a tone box, or we could have them come in periodically to the office to listen to their tones, and then we can always take additional vocal profiles to see how they're progressing, and then how we can fine-tune the protocols to be able to get them back on the field as quickly as possible.
That's amazing. I mean, look, like I said, these testimonials, practically, not necessarily testimonials, but, you know, these aspects of healing is just fascinating to me. But you know what I was also thinking, Robert, and I know we have only 6-7 minutes left over, but what I was really looking for to ask you the question, how can we use, you know, the sound health or power of the human voice, how can that be beneficial for children? That is something that I was really looking forward to ask you the question.
Beneficial for children, that is?
Yes. How is this beneficial? Is any work done with children?
Well, with my child, I was able to, we had a great, he was diagnosed with benign occipital epilepsy back in 2008, I believe it was. And, you know, the EKG, the different testing was done to verify that he had the architecture for that type of epilepsy, which is in the back of the head. And so he had episodes. He had some grand mal seizures. He had petite mal seizures. And, you know, of course, it's awful for a parent to see that. I mean, you know, you know, the eyes roll back. He's not, you know, communicable. It's devastating. One time we were going to a hotel for Christmas, and I carried him in, laid him down in the bed, and went to get the other baggage to come up, and he started, you know, shaking, and it was devastating. You never forget that. So we had a great person who, you know, was able to help us with this. His name is Herbert Gilmore, and he helped us with the neurology aspect as the specialist for that. He was wonderful. And I asked him if it would be okay for me to try some of my sound healing with it. And I had this program called Seizure Perspectives. And so I utilized that. And I analyzed his voice, and I gave him the sound protocols based on, you know, analyzing his voice. And I had to actually, because he had epilepsy, I had to give him the frequencies in a very careful way. And so I did that. I went through the protocols that Sherry has shown us, and he actually became asymptomatic. He stopped having seizures. So that was a wonderful thing. Of course, you know, I always go with spirit. I always, you know, pray, you know, and make sure, you know, I have God with me helping, you know, giving me the perspective. So, you know, I certainly can't take the credit. I'm an instrument. And thank God, you know, for being able to get me here. And, you know, then my son, you know, also had allergy issues. We've been able to help him with that. And he even had, as a part of what was going on with the seizures, he had migraines. So we were able to help him through those as well. And so that was very gratifying for my son. We've been able to, you know, help, you know, children as well as adults. Of course, you know, we just make sure to explain, you know, to the children, you know, what's happening. But I think in a way, the children are more open-minded to it.
Well, that's the reason why I'm actually asking that.
Yeah. My son actually went with me today and got acupuncture for the first time. And, you know,
oh, that's so sweet.
He was ready. We didn't push him. He just felt curious about it. My partner and I were getting it. And he said, you know, I'd like to try it. And he did, and he liked it. So, you know, I think that's great. You know, you have the kids that are open-minded to it, and sometimes, you know, the parents will bring the kids, and then they'll become patients. You know, sometimes it's the other way around. But, you know, whatever the path is, you know, I'm open-minded to helping either way. And I find that the children, you know, are just, you know, they're little people, you know, and adults are big people, and we are all, we all have that electrical aspect. We all have that electromagnetic aspect in our body, and the communication method is through frequency. And so, in a way, what I'm doing is speaking the language to the body in, I believe, one of the best ways possible.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, as you were starting, you know, this whole conversation about the environmental stress and impact of these, you know, environmental frequencies on our human body and the human health. And we are actually moving into a huge era of technology. We will have more and more, you know, impact on us from that side. And I think this is just a great way to have just a tool that actually can help us to, you know, live more balanced life in the chaotic environment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
Definitely.
And I think, you know, and I think also just to get kind of metaphysical for a moment, I really think the more that we can do, you know, as a population to visualize the world we want to have, you know, if we don't want to have a world that has the toxins in it, if we visualize, you know, a world that finds the safest alternative, that gets rid of some of the, you know, let's say, excess toxins, and we can find, you know, we can just visualize optimum health for ourselves, our families, our friends, our communities. I think that that goes a long way to doing it. And, you know, I don't know how, you know, people can do it. They can write it down and they can say it in prayer, but it's important to visualize that new reality happening. Feel how happy and thankful you will be when you have that reality here. And, you know, just continue doing that. I know different people, you know, they might put on their mirror, they might put it under their pillow, they might just say it, you know, once a day. If you can incorporate that, I think that that's one of the most powerful things we can do. I think that our world is as good as it is because people have plans. Mm. People, you know, you'll find that the people that elders who don't have any more plans, sometimes they just, they die. When
Absolutely.
You have plans, when you have grandchildren, when you have, you know, activities, when you're going to a center, you have friends, you're knitting circles, you're playing bridge, what have you, you're out there being active, you know, could be, you know, anything, you know, racquetball, tennis, golf. When you have, when you're doing things, when you're looking forward to things, it makes a difference. So if we have that energy to make, to continue things going, despite all of the toxic loads, all of the, let's say, powers that be or think they'd be doing what they're doing to maximize profits or what have you, if we have had the world this good because of making plans and having something to look forward to, then think about what we can do if we visualize a better future, one that isn't toxic, one that where we have optimum health. So I just kind of throw that out there.
Robert, hold on. We have Amy and Bill. Hold on just a second. Amy and Bill, please introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Amy and Bill.
Hi, folks. Well, thank you to be on
welcome.
The show.
Thank you for having it.
You are welcome. So you are, folks, actually the second winner for the voice profile with Robert.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You are welcome. Do you have actually questions for us?
You know, I just called in. My wife's got actually on the computer in the other room. We're trying to keep it so we don't have the vibe going on. So, I'll pass it back to her. Hold on.
Sure.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I can hear
you. Do
you
have a question?
Amy, do you have a question? Amy, do you have... She wants to know if we're going to have an earthquake in California.
Oh, we are not doing prediction, folks.
Okay, all right.
Amy, I wouldn't be able to predict that.
Exactly. Bill, listen, let us give you Robert his telephone number so you can get contact him for the free voice profile.
Okay. So you need our home phone?
No.
Oh, I can give you mine and you can call me.
Okay, all right. Hold on. Let me... Okay, all right. Phone number. Go ahead.
Okay, it's area code
413-297.
Yeah. So 413, then 297-5026. My name's Robert.
Zero. Okay, zero, What was the last part?
5026.
5026. Okay, right. Okay, Robert. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Bill and Amy. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you. Robert, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Listen, we are actually over time, so we will have to close, but I'm so glad that we had the chance to, you know, to give the second voice profile out. So it's awesome.
Great.
Listen, I just really wanted to thank you for being on the show. This was pretty amazing. And listen, I would love to have you back in the future. And please update me with the information of what you are looking for to do on your website so I can actually share with my listeners. Do you mind?
Okay. That would be fine. Yes.
Okay, well, listen, we have to close now.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here. If you have any further questions, just give me a call home. And
okay.
I wanted
thank
to
you,
get you back in the future.
Okay, thank you, Magdalena.
Thank you, Robert. Good night. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for being on the show and listening to us, and have a great night. Keep the good vibes. Good night. Bye-bye.